Good evening and welcome to the next episode of the Pilgrims Podcast. My name is David Schultz. Happy to have you along. We are continuing on the series concerning the pilgrim. So if the established way of life, the norm, the orthodox belief is challenged of the day, who defines who the, say, heretic is? Who decides the good and who decides the evil within a society? Is it the one in power who defines it? Who constitutes and qualifies who a heretic is or who is not? Since Adam, man has taken it upon himself to define these terms. We live in a time that is really no different than any other point in history, where the accusation alone constitutes as guilt. Especially in the age of information, where knowledge and news flow so quickly, we see this today, where a man is simply accused of harassment and he's immediately a rapist before actually being convicted of the crime. There was a people known as the Bogomils and the Polykians, many others, but they lived in the Dark Ages and into the Middle Ages of Europe, who were accused of being a thing called Manichaean. Now, Manichaeans were actually heretics of the Christian faith, Gnostics, who believed the teachings of an Iranian man named Mani. He taught the dualistic nature of good and evil, that basically God and Satan were co-equal opposites, like the yin and yang. Mani and many other prominent teachers in ancient cultures gained a legitimate following, and these were legitimate enemies of, the Christian faith because they derailed the truth from its foundation and led people to believe a lie. The issue is that Mani stood against the established system of his day, which was predominantly headed up by a thing called the Holy Roman Empire. The one true quote-unquote Catholic or universal church, according to the empire, was the only church system that submitted to the authority of the leader of that empire, the head bishop, the pope. That was the only true church if they submitted to him. The empire became the arbiter of truth and lie because they held the governmental power and influence of the day. Therefore, if a doctrinal disagreement like Mani's arose, which was legitimate, the empire, which united the state and church within itself, would leverage both arms of that government against said individual. If you disagreed with the established church doctrine, you were labeled a heretic and then cast out. But the danger is worse than just being banished from a religious institution, because after that label is applied, true as it was, say, in Mani's case, the government would then have the ability, say, the cause and the right to come in and label you as a traitor of the state as well. For the leader of the church is also the emperor of the state, heretic and traitor are, well, synonymous terms. But what about those cases where legitimate accusation is applied to anyone who disagrees with the church? Better yet, what if the church and state were wrong, and maybe you knew that it was wrong what they were doing, and you stood for what was right? Enter our pilgrim churches of history. Groups like the Polykians and the Bogomils disagreed with the church, meaning the state-sanctioned belief system, and so, of course, disagreed with the state in turn. They were groups who simply labeled themselves as Christians or brethren or followers of the way. However, the interpretation or narrative of history seems to belong to only those who possess and maintain the power. They control the narrative. And so history tells us that these groups were heretics because they were labeled by the state as being Manichaean. Though there's no evidence from their own writings that they were anything but simply believers in Jesus Christ and saw themselves, and you know, from the system's perspective, that the system saw them as heretics. To the general public of the time, groups like the Waldenses, Polykians, and the Bogomils were known as the Friends of God, much like, say, Abraham was called the Friend of God, who was also the first pilgrim. The system, that worldly construct known as the cosmos, which was founded by Cain, is that which we are not to be friends of. Friendship with the world is enmity with the Father, Scripture says. These pilgrims of old who resisted the cosmos by resisting the tyranny of the church and state in order to serve Christ with a clean conscience did so not by raising arms and weapons, but by simply leaving that system just as Abraham left. But what does it mean to just leave the system? Lord willing, we will discuss more next time. Thanks and have a great night.